And hello, good people of the internet. It is I, Tommy Kelly, and this is Adventures in Woo Woo. And in this episode, as I have promised in so many other videos, I'm going to show you around my new office, which I'm finally fully moved into. Bar a couple of bits and pieces here that still need to be unpacked. And then I'm going to go through what's on my bookshelves, because it's been a number of years since I did that, and people really enjoyed the last video. So let's get into this. So I suspect that this is going to be a terrible podcast for the people just listening on the audio. I know you get the raw deal or the bad deal most times anyway, but I will implore you for at least this one that if you get a chance to look at the video at some stage, it'll be in the show description of the podcast. That is probably a better idea than just following me about in pointing at things that you can't see. So anyway, we will start off with the coffee area, the most important area. I brought my coffee machine in here because, of course, I did. The last while, for those who care, I have been exclusively drinking cashew milk, which, of course, the bloody auto exposure is not having a good time with it. So, yeah, and I find it lovely, and I actually like it more than normal milk. It's usually when, you know, you switch to an alternative that is never really quite as nice as the original, you know, particularly if you take any of these kind of vegan or vegetarian food substitutes, which actually, you know, look like food, aren't real food, but they're never really quite the same. But in this case, the cashew milk, I enjoy it more than I do milk, and I'm a huge fan of milk, don't get me wrong. Next, here is a mandrake. That mandrake that's in that plastic bag there had actually died, and I stuck the root back in some soil and put a bag over it, and it's grown back. There's the other mandrakes, and they're doing quite well. That's my dragon plant that I have years now at this point. It's doing well. And over here is where we have my cameras. This is the main camera. I'm on the DJI for this video because I just thought it'd be easier. That's my monitor. And that's my computer setup. That is where I was playing Red Dead Redemption this morning. And there is where I have most of my conversations on Discord. So, switching around and just avoiding the kind of mess that's here. We can see, this is my meditation area. My meditation now, I lie down to do because I'm pretty much doing incubation and the Mergea stuff. So it's a bit of a mess too. My wellies, in case you're wondering, because I have to walk across the grass and it's very wet because Ireland is so wet. And so I've just decided to wear wellies all the time rather than getting my shoes dirty all the time. So then we have some of my photography. We have the witch print, the A3 print that I got up, which I'm so happy with. On the door, we have my keys, so that I never not know where they are. And then I have the protection symbol. Okay, so I showed you the altar in the other videos and all of this kind of area, so we'll not do that again. We'll go straight over to the books. Well, first of all, here, we see more protection stuff and 47 stuff. I need to get a light for under there. So, we'll start off with your Scott Pilgrims. I'm pretty sure I gave out about this in the last video, the last time I did this, where that the number 6 was a completely different format than the first 5, which is like the most annoying thing in the world. Then you have I Am a Hero, which if you're into manga, I would totally recommend that. That is like an amazing manga. Uzumaki is also an amazing manga. You should get into that. Bakuman is the guys who did Death Note, and then their next one was a follow-up, which was about a guy becoming a manga artist. It's good, it's okay. I kind of went off it a bit in the end. Golden Kamuy is my favourite manga of all time. It's just so good, and it's an amazing anime, but you have to get past the first episode because there's a really, really dodgy CGI bear that's not good at all. But once you get past that, brilliant. Sugimoto is a legend. Very, very good. Death Note, part one. I read the rest of them on my Fire on my Kindle. So this is kind of the music section with my George Harrison stuff, Beatles stuff, Extreme for going back years, Sex and Religion, Steve Vai. I used to have tons and tons of these books, like music books, Snow Patrol. I just kind of either give them away or lost them over the years. So then we have the Sri Mad Bhagavatam. This was given to me by Hare Krishna when I was 19.
and I have it, and I cherish it. Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell, my favourite fiction book of all time. Brilliant, and is so realistic in that an entire world, there is hundreds of magicians who all sit around talking about magic, and only two people who can actually do it. HPV, this is a biography of Helena Petrova Blavatsky. Pretty good. Interesting woman. Hard to know what to make of her. That's a light. Then we'll just move this. This is a handmade pentacle, whatever you want to call it, that I made out of reeds a few years ago, and I really like. And I try to have it that way around because the inverted pentagram annoys people. There you go. Even though it originally was inverted. Five People You Meet in Heaven by Mitch Albom. Yeah, I got bored halfway through, as you can see by the bookmark, and I went back to it. Michael Pollan, How to Change Your Mind. Great book. Totally great book. I'll talk more about that book in a book review video coming up at some point. Robert Holstock, Celtica, very good. Recently got them on Kindle as a set for about £3 or £4. Very good. These are just kind of fictiony ones. Jim Tabert, Haruki Murakami, his Kafka on the Shore is one of my favourite books as well. I really, really liked it. Clive Barker. Of course, you have to have the Luminous Trilogy, or Luminatus, that's the law. Graham Hancock. Secret History of the World. People don't like Jonathan Black. I don't know what I make of him myself. Then, here, we have my phone books of Cerebus. I have my Invisibles hardbacks. Batman R.I.P. Skull. Then we have Seconds by Brian Lee O'Malley, the guy who did Scott Pilgrim, for good. Mouse. Alistair and Adolf by Oeming and Ruskoff. That's really good. Chew is also really good. And down here, hello Mr. Cyprian, we have Mr. Cyprian. And these are just kind of general Rangan Chatterjee books. I like him, he's some good ideas. My New Roots, cookbooks, stuff like that. And then we have some random kind of Reiki, aromatherapy, wizardology, and I have two of these books. I must give, my mum got me two, one to give away to someone, which I must give away at some point. Down here I have my 14 Times, the only magazine I have a subscription to. Then I have what's left of my Alice Bailey collection, the Lucy's Trust stuff, that I used to have all of them, that my aunt bought for me when I was a teenager. But that's all that's left. Let me have a picture of Puka. It was my cat. Who I miss. Then there's a picture of me doing a gig in Germany. Oh, I don't know how long ago. At a big festival in Germany. I don't know why that's there. It's just I obviously put it there to put it somewhere and then didn't. Then just random comics. Powers Bureau. World of Warcraft book. Interesting. Some Italian comics. So, up we go. Now on to the kind of a magic stuff. Modern Magic by Craig. Great book. Astrology for Beginners. That's Benabel Wen's course that I got printed out. The Mirror of Magic. Haven't read that yet. That was from a Rune Soup episode, podcast episode. And I really liked the gist of it. So I will get around to that. Book 4, Big Blue. Great version of that. That's the second printing of it, or the second volume of it. The first one, the writing is quite small and hard to read. Power of Magic. The Gawaisha. Lesser Key of Solomon. The Elemental Encyclopedia of 5,000 Spells. Very good. Holy Kabbalah. Kabbalah stuff, not a big Kabbalah man. Runes. Aiden Watcher's book, Six Ways. Thumbs up. You should get that. Hellenistic Astrology. Again, that came from a RuneSoup episode. Haven't read that one yet. Colin Wilson's The Occult. More rune stuff. Then so Lieber Null and Psychonaut. Ramsey Duke stuff, Line and Chanel. That's good. It took me a while to get through it. I'm not even sure I finished it. It's one I have to go back to. That's Duncan Barford's book about him scrying the Aethers, the 38ers. Gordon's Chaos Protocols, Ramsey Duke's Sexy Secrets of the Black Magicians Exposed, Prime Chaos, Libra Chaos, Cyber Magic, Apophenion, I don't know, Octavo, Sorcerer's Creed, that's a lovely book. It's an expensive book, but a lovely book. Witch's Bible. Janet Farrar lives not that far from me, but I've never met her. I could just go and meet her, I suppose. She's supposedly quite friendly and easy to meet. I just never have. She's less than 20 minutes away from me. I should really put Liber Chaos beside the other books, but here's the problem with books. See, wait, that's that size, and then Carol's other books are smaller. I don't know. Which part of my OCD do I give in to? I shouldn't probably say OCD. I don't have OCD. I just like things to be neat. So I'm anal rather than OCD. Yoga Sutras of Patanjali and Back to Yoga. They're wonderful books. Edmund Bryant. Highly recommend them. Bible. That's the Jehovah's Witness one. So it's not quite the official one. Well, it is. It depends. Johnny Depp biography. There you go. Chant and Be Happy. Harry Christians. I have a fondness for Harry Christians. That's a great book. I got that when I was in college, and the guy who was teaching me kinesiology, he was an odd sort of a man, but he gave me that. This is total woo, very woo, but something in it definitely works. I want to go back to it. Yes, Rhonda Byrne, the magic. Sue me. Aromatherapy books. Great aromatherapy books that have been sun-bleached. Right away, The Wild Unknown, to take away your tarot card if you don't have that deck, and some Philosophy in an Hour, Tarot Bible, Richard Bach Illusions, great book, More Runes, St. Pio, let's see, anything else, yeah, some Strange Angel, that's what the TV show is based on, and Sex Rockets, two Jack Parsons biographies, Plants of the Devil, I did that in the last book kind of review thing, Sun is on its way. That's a great book. I really enjoyed that. Haven't read these and I'm looking forward to them. On the Trail of the Green Man, I'd say that'll be wonderful, but I want to read them more when I'm out and about. So it'll be next summer when I'm probably more in the walking about forest moods. Passport to Magonia. Yes, you know, classic. Have to have it. And then Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead. This is the book that I use predominantly, mostly for my bibliomancy. It's perfect for it. I've used it in some videos. Feng Shui. No, here we have my happy shelf. Because I'm a Leo, I have a lion. I have the happy pig. Look how happy he is. He's so happy. I have my teddy that I had from when I was a kid. That's an ET. This hat is the very first hat that my son wore when he was born. So I kept that. That was in the 40 servants box for the entire year. That was one of the things I put in there. This is Luke Skywalker. Now, I'm not a huge fan of Star Wars in any stretch, and I'm not a hater or anything, and I was growing up, I would have been more Star Trek than Star Wars. But that just called out to me, and I wanted to have it. And I seen The Last Jedi, and it's shamefully my favorite Star Wars film. That's just the way it is. That's how it goes. I really enjoyed it. I thought Luke was brilliant in it. These are all my photography ones. So we've all my Anton Combain stuff, which is my favourite. He's my favourite photographer. Some Fred Herzog. And Ant LaVey book. That's brilliant. And then we have St. Benedict. He's a cool dude for protection. And these are just general kind of art books. This one here, Framed Ink, is wonderful if you ever want to get into doing comics or storyboards or anything like that. Brilliant. Down here, what looks like a massive bag of illegal substances is actually a massive bag of wormwood. All of these are courseworks that I've done over the years, so like my Jason Miller stuff is in there, Dragon Rouge, the first book of wisdom from the Druidic Craft of the Wise, there you go, all that kind of stuff. Again, all of these are notes that I've taken over the years and printed out and stuff, different things, BOTA stuff, B-O-T-A, excuse me, more comics down there. So, on to the last shelf. Book of Oberon. Got because of the RuneSip course. Never read it. Greek Magical Papyri in translation. Flicked through it. Never read it cover to cover. Book of Treasure Spirits. Never read it. All of that was bought for RuneSip and just never got around to it. Ars Vercuna. What's this? How to Pray the Rosary. There you go. That's a good book in this kind of energetic model of magic. Good, you know. If you're into that. Abrahadabra, it's kind of like an introduction to Telema. Good. Modern Sex Magic by Craig, didn't like it. Lucifer Princeps, Satanic Bible and the Satanic Rituals, hardback. I love that book. In the sense of, I love this printing of it. It's really nice, and I like most of the thing. Like, there's so much problems with Aunt Levee and the Satanic Bible and all of that. But it will always have a fondness in my heart because it got me out of a rut at one point. This is Thomas Carlson's book, his biography. His second part of this is coming out sometime next year. I hated this book. I thought it was up its own arse, to be quite honest. And why it's in plastic is because I assumed at some point I was going to sell it. Because it cost me like £50 or £60, including postage and stuff like that. So if someone wants to buy that off me, please do. It's badly translated too. Pandemonium, Jake Stratton, Kent didn't read it, will read it. This is Billy Brujo's book, including his letter he wrote to me. Since Cyprian section, so I've all the Cyprian books. And he doesn't like me, he doesn't care about me whatsoever, and I put in the effort big time with that dude, and doesn't give a toss. Also, know someone's spare biography, really, really good. Noking Magic for Beginners by Tyson. Good, although it's one of those things where he changes stuff in it, saying, this is the real, you know, this is how I think it really is. And I'm kind of going, just show me how it is, rather than giving your opinion. You may be right, but you may be wrong. The Illustrated Devil's Dictionary. Then we have some more, another Cyprian book, kind of. Well, it's the Grimoire of St. Cyprian, but it's not really Cyprian related. Crowley section. Give or take, or take or leave Crowley, it's up to you. Now, as a kind of a follow-up to the Thomas Carlson thing of really disliking that book, I love this book. That, like, if you ever want to know about the Cliff Art or that kind of stuff, this is the book. That's the go-to book. It's brilliant. It's perfect. Really good. Well-researched overall. And his runes book back here, Nightshade of the Runes, you should definitely, that's brilliant. And I completely, whether it's true or not, go with it. That's my system of runes. I enjoy it. Jason Lewis' book. He's very kindly sent that to me. And I reviewed it on the podcast. This is getting into my New Agey section. Course in Miracles. Just that's not a terrible book. Complete Conversations with God. That's a terrible book. In places. He really annoys me now, but I did go through a phase. Paul Foster Case. Not a great book. It's very light, and most of it is just transcripts of Ouija board sessions. Ken Wilber stuff, witch stuff, Nassim Taleb, Energy Cure, Rune Supers will know about that. Rupert Sheldrick. Mike Chernovich, very problematic dude. That's a great, good book, that Guerrilla Mindset, in the kind of a self-help Tony Robbins kind of ilk of type things. Brad Warner, Skull Experiment. Gordon Runesip very highly rates that whole thing. I'm not sure of it at all. It sounds very extremely dodgy to me. More Taleb. More Zen type stuff. This book is the first book that of those. It's another Hare Krishna book. One of those books where, well, I'll pull it out as it's a title. Where you open it up and it gives you your answer, you know, think for a question. That was the very first one I came across, and so I'm delighted I still have that. More Satanic Bible stuff, and then all the Necronomicon stuff. Moving then into Stuart Wilde stuff. And these are all the original ones I had from when I was growing up. So much so that I rebought The Sixth Sense, and then my sister found my original one. So I have two copies. I should give one away. Then we have the Reality Transurfing stuff, which is excellent. And if you're into any kind of law of attraction or that kind of stuff, this is it. That's the proper deal and all that. And it's excellent. The John Kehoe books. Then we have I don't know what section we call this. Peter Kingsley section. Catafalque is what I'm reading at the minute, so it's upstairs beside my bed. It's the first volume of this. The second volume is just notes on the first volume, but it still can be read. Story Waiting to Pierce You, which is the book we did in the study group that I had to delete because he wasn't happy. I did it. In the Dark Place of Wisdom, really good book. Enjoyed Reality. I have a love-hate relationship with Kingsley. Like, I really like him. And some of it just, he rubs me the wrong way sometimes, more than what he says. Anyway, I really like him. And I enjoy that he rubs me the wrong way. Then we have some Pierre Grimes stuff. I don't actually have his big book because, by all accounts, it's terrible and it's an expensive book and people tell me I'll not finish it. The Red Book. I was so close to getting the expensive version of that last week. I was very hovering over the button. I will get it soon, though, I reckon. That's the Reader's Edition, which is still not cheap. It's £30 or £40. Advanced Magic for Beginners, Alan Chapman. My go-to recommendation for people who just want to get into magic for at the beginning. So then we have Blood of the Saints, The Urn, and The Desert of Roses. Alan Chapman and Duncan Barford's Baptist Head Trilogy. Essential reading, as far as I'm concerned. They're all available on archive.org if you search for Alan Chapman, or if you search for my name, because I'm the one who uploaded them, with full permission. The Pig of Happiness book goes back to The Pig of Happiness that was there. And this is the latest book I bought, The Origins and History of Consciousness by Eric Neumann, which is supposedly... People have said that it's the best book that Jung never wrote about, you know, all of Jung's stuff. He was Jung's student, and it's meant to be very good. The great Robbie has said he is still working his way through it, and he has it a while. These are all my magical diaries. Hello, Baphomet. How are you? Down here, we'll go quickly through these things because it's already, you know, 20 minutes or something we've been doing this. But pretty standard kind of comic stuff. I love Love and Rockets. Exception, but Jaime Hernandez is Love and Rockets. Less into the other stuff, but see what else jumps out at me. Some Absolute Dark Knight, Alan Moore, Grant Morrison stuff. None of this is in any particular good order. Born Again is my favorite Daredevil story. It's wonderful. Terrible coloring though. Down here, just some more stuff. Another bag, this time of Mugwort. And then just general knickknacks down there. Here, if I pull back, is where I'm going to have my vision board, because it's facing the east and it's not in direct line if someone comes into the office, but it's enough to be there in the background. Above it is my black mirror. Can you see me in it? Probably not, which I need to find a better place for. So yeah, that's the office. That's it. That's the whole lot. I'm delighted with it. I'm delighted to move in. I feel good in it. It took a while for it to become, to feel like it was mine. It's kind of like, you know, when you go to a new place of working or a new office, and it's like someone else's, and then you claim it as yourself and it feels kind of familiar and stuff like that. It's beginning to be familiar. Having all my books in particular is something that did change the atmosphere of it. I want to get a reading chair. That's the only thing that I really have left to get. And of course, a million more books, because that is my want. And at some stage, I will get around to reading them all. So that's it. I hope that was of interest to you. So I know some of these things, people love this type of thing. I, in particular, like these type of things. Some people hate them. So if you got to this bit, I assume you liked it and you enjoyed it. So thank you. Thank you for looking at my books. And I'll talk to you all soon. So, good people of the internet, until our next adventure, be well.